Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 79. Winds out of the southwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 39. Daytime highs approaching 67. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mid-70s Wednesday with a chance for showers. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for showers continues. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 62 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. More work on I-70 could mean a slower commute for some in Topeka. More from Roxanne Stewart.
Pavement marking work is scheduled to begin today, weather permitting. The five-mile project will affect the highway from Valencia Road to Urish Road in Shawnee County. Prepare for one lane of traffic while crews are working on striping. Ramp closures will be a part of the project with signage and message boards to warn drivers. Crews will work Monday through Friday during the day through the end of May. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A Kansas City firefighter and paramedic died Sunday after being stabbed by a patient. Kansas City police responded to a North Oak Trafficway and 152 Highway report about a woman walking along the road. She was taken into the ambulance where she stabbed Graham Hoffman in the chest and assaulted his partner as well. Hoffman died, but the other paramedic is expected to be okay. Kansas City police are investigating and no word yet on what charges might be filed. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. One person was arrested after a Russell man was shot and killed at his home on Thursday night. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation issued a news release on Friday stating that the Russell Police Department responded after a citizen called 911 to report a shooting. When the officers arrived in the 800 block of East 2nd Street in Russell, they found 49-year-old Deborah Torres of Russell with apparent gunshot wounds, and the press release said her husband, 49-year-old Robert Torres of Russell, was inside their home. When the officers entered the home, they found Torres deceased in the living room from apparent gunshot wounds, and the KBI statement said officers cleared the home and found no other individuals inside. Officers obtained information leading them to a suspect, 33-year-old Robert Bobby James Torres of Russell, who was allegedly responsible for the shootings. Deputies from the Russell County Sheriff's Office located the suspect in the 2200 block of U.S. Highway 40 in Russell and took him into custody without incident. The press release said Bobby Torres was booked into the Russell County Jail on suspicion of first-degree murder and attempted murder. According to the KBI news release, an autopsy will be conducted, and they remind the public that, as the investigation remains ongoing, all suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. On April 25th, at approximately 11:21 a.m., officers were dispatched to a shots fired call in the 300 block of East 14th Street in Hayes, and the reporting party stated that Michael Newworth had fired a gun at her and her friend before fleeing the area in a blue Chevy Cruze. Officers responded to the scene and began searching the area. At about 11:26 a.m., officers received a report of a male running from a vehicle and between houses with a handgun in the 100 block of West 19th Street, and as officers moved into the area, Michael Newworth was contacted and taken into custody in the 300 block of West 21st Street without incident. Detectives from the Hayes Police Department contacted the reporting party and verified that Michael Newworth was the only person suspected involved in the incident, and the suspect's firearm and vehicle were then located minutes later. 27-year-old Michael J. Newworth was being held in the Ellis County Jail on the charge of attempted first-degree murder, and he's presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The incident is still under investigation by the Hayes Police Department, and they would like to thank the Ellis County Sheriff's Department, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Ellis County Communications for their assistance in the apprehension of Newworth. On Thursday, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2045, a bipartisan compromise to expand access to child care services and consolidate existing early childhood programs into the Office of Early Childhood. The bill was crafted through negotiations with a bipartisan group of Kansas legislators from both the Kansas House of Representatives and the Kansas Senate, and ultimately received widespread bipartisan support. This landmark piece of legislation is the most consequential early childhood education and care legislation enacted in Kansas in 15 years, and Governor Kelly signed the bill into law during a ceremony at the Kansas Children's Discovery Center in Topeka. Under the legislation, nearly 20 existing state programs serving young children and families will be consolidated into the Office of Early Childhood. The office will be responsible for the state's early childhood system, will serve communities and stakeholders by developing a statewide strategy for expanding access to child care, and administer services currently spread throughout various state agencies. The state's first meeting for the Select House Committee on Government Oversight shined light on errors in processing the Kansas Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program applications. In 2023, Kansas had a payment error rate of more than 12% for SNAP applications, and that surpassed the national average of around 11%, so the federal government has pushed for reform. After improving in 2023, Kansas fell back to an error rate of more than 12% in 2024, and so far in 2025, the error rate is closer to the national average. One Kansas representative is questioning the Department for Children and Families' handling of the program, saying they will require additional training, and as they review the training materials, they want to be sure the training materials are clear and that eligibility workers are understanding how to perform these tasks. The Department for Children and Families' representative said they'd like to see the error rate drop to around 3% in the future. In Nebraska news, 18-year-old James Space of Minden has been charged in Kearney County Court with 12 counts of possession of child pornography, all Class 1 misdemeanors, and he's being held on a $250,000 bond after child pornography was found on his cell phone. An arrest affidavit detailing the case has been sealed. However, a complaint outlining the charges shows that between January 5th and March 16th, Space had on his cell phone numerous photos and videos of child pornography that involved children between the ages of 4 and 10. Space's next court hearing is set for 9 a.m. on May 1st. Authorities are investigating the death of a 38-year-old inmate at the Buffalo County Jail after he was found unresponsive in his cell on Tuesday afternoon. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Office, Jet Henderson of Kearney was found at around 4:13 p.m. where jail staff attempted life-saving measures, and he was transported to CHI Good Samaritan Hospital, where he was later pronounced deceased. Henderson was in custody on 6 charges of terroristic threats. Nebraska law requires a grand jury investigation when a death occurs in law enforcement custody, and the Buffalo County attorney has also ordered an autopsy. The South Central Area Law Enforcement Services, or SCALES, is leading the investigation, which remains ongoing. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Over the last 10 years, stripe rust has been one of the most damaging wheat diseases in Kansas, and there are several factors that contribute to the development and severity of stripe rust in our region within a given year. The stripe rust pathogen typically does not survive in Kansas over the winter, but can survive in Texas through the winter months and makes its way back north as the weather warms in the spring. Because of this, weather conditions in Texas can be important indicators of how bad stripe rust will be in Kansas. K-State plant pathologists have received reports that low levels of stripe and leaf rust were active in College Station, Texas, and Waco, Texas in late February, and currently they have not received any reports of stripe rust in Oklahoma or Kansas. Historically, stripe rust detections in Kansas prior to April 15th have been associated with bad stripe rust years, so scouting efforts over the next few weeks will be very important. The outlook for Kansas wheat conditions this fall and winter were dry in parts of Texas that are important for stripe rust overwintering, and at K-State, they combined this information with several weather-based models to help forecast whether or not stripe rust will be widespread and yielding limiting in Kansas. Right now, all models are indicating that the stripe rust risk is generally low for this year, and historically, years that begin like this have ended with lower than average yield losses in Kansas due to the disease. Of course, stripe rust severity in Kansas is still driven by weather conditions in the state in the late spring, and once stripe rust is detected in Kansas, cool evenings and extended periods of canopy moisture will be necessary for disease establishment at levels that result in yield losses. K-State Research and Extension will continue to provide updates on stripe rust occurrence and weather outlook as they move toward critical growth stages for fungicide applications in Kansas over the next several weeks. Growers can also get weekly updates by subscribing to the K-State Agronomy e-Update newsletter. Before making any lakeside plans, you may want to check to see if your favorite recreation site is open and available, as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers reported that it will close or reduce services at its recreation areas in Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Iowa starting on May 15th. The Corps' Kansas City District says that this will affect all of the district's lakes, including the nine in Kansas, at Clinton, Hillsdale, Canopolis, Melvern, Milford, Perry, Pomona, Tuttle Creek, and Wilson. And the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks wants people to know that the Corps' closures have no impact on services at state parks in Kansas. The Corps report that the cutbacks are due to seasonal staffing and resource limitations affecting its ability to safely open and maintain all recreation sites at normal service levels. And in a news release, the Corps said the temporary adjustments are being made to ensure visitor safety, protect environmental resources, and sustain critical hydropower and dam operations. The Corps listed the most significant effects that includes campground closures for the 2025 season at Manuka Park, Marshall Cove Loop, and Wilson Lake, which will close for dispersed overnight use. Day use remains open. The North and South Outlet Park, Harlan County, Lake Nebraska, with closure of 25 primitive campsites, though river access and day use remains open. And information closures at Hillsdale Lake Information Center at Hillsdale Lake and at the Canopolis Lake Information Center at Canopolis Lake. The Corps encourages visitors to verify the status of recreation sites before they travel and consider alternative locations. You can visit the Corps' official recreation website for updates and detailed maps. Officials ask that visitors do not try to get around any closures, and the Corps of Engineers said it is committed to resuming full services when possible. Governor Kelly has proclaimed May as Safe Kids Month in Kansas. This annual observance helps raise awareness on childhood injury prevention and encourages parents to learn practical tips on how to keep their kids safe from preventable injuries. Each year, one out of every four children in the U.S. needs medical attention due to preventable injuries, though luckily there are things that everyone can do to ensure normal bumps and bruises don't turn into more serious and disabling injuries or death. As Safe Kids Kansas and their partners work to improve child safety through awareness, education programs, and smart policies. More information is available on safekidskansas.org, or you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Safe Kids Kansas is a nonprofit coalition that includes organizations, agencies, and businesses, all dedicated to preventing unintentional childhood injury, and Safe Kids Kansas is a member of Safe Kids Worldwide. Safe Kids Kansas was founded in 1991 and is led by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and for more information, you can visit safekids.org or safekidskansas.org. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll be having Taco Crunch, peaches, tossed romaine salad with ranch, chocolate cake, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pockets or ham and cheese roll-ups with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken bacon wrap, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 80 and breezy with the southwest wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 40 and a west wind around 15 miles per hour becoming north after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 67 and a north wind around 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly cloudy, with a low around 42. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday there's a 40% chance of showers, should be partly sunny with a high near 74. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 69. On Friday, sunny with a high near 75. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers, otherwise sunny with a high near 80 and breezy. And on Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be partly sunny with a high near 78 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 58 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is southwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.67, and the current dew point is 50 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs drafted Ohio State left tackle Josh Simmons with their first round pick in the 2025 NFL Draft. They actually swapped from 31 to 32 with the Eagles in order to get it and gained an extra fifth round pick in the process. Thursday night, head coach Andy Reid spoke about the addition for the Chiefs, even with the injury concerns that led Simmons to drop in the draft.
Yeah, I think what you heard from the guys announcing this thing was true. I mean, he would have been top five or 10 pick, and so it's a position that we can use some good players at. I mean, just an addition of good players. You can't, and in particular at the left tackle spot, if and when he can jump in there and do that. So, and he's flexible where he can play any spot, but we felt like he was a true left tackle there.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The 29th Annual Country Stampede Party in the Heartland is the summer's biggest concert and camping event. Kansas Ag Network has your hookup for this three-day music and fun experience. June 26th through the 28th at the Azura Amphitheater in Bonner Springs, Kansas. Don't miss Luke Bryan.
Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Miranda Lambert.
She's in it.
Swindell.
It's Carolina, tells California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand.
Also featuring Ashley McBride, Dylan Scott, Shenandoah, Drew Baldridge, Ray Lynn, Larry Fleet, and many more. Go to CountryStampede.com for all the details. Party in the Heartland with the Kansas Ag Network and the 29th Annual Country Stampede.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.